I have heard of Christians long ago, who were heard before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of
England somewhere 2000 ago, 2000, the year 2000. He left back home to Ghana and got a job. And in the pass of time, he lost the job. So he opened up his own company. And the Lord has used this friend to bless me so many times, both in England and here as well, even whilst he was still in Ghana. So he opened a job and wanted to bid for a contract. But this contract was being held by his former company. And the contract was massive, very big contract, owned by an international, multi-international company. So he called me and said, "Brother, could you pray to your God? He's a Jehovah's Witness, but he's not even practicing. So he said, could you talk to God for me?
Amen.
And I said, what do you want? He told me what he wanted. And I shook for a little while. I said, how can I promise you that? What if God doesn't grant you this contract? Because it's big. It's just like asking a mountain to move out of your way. So in my spirit, I was shivering. Then I gathered myself up. I said, no, my God is able. So I promised him. I said, I will come to church and I will write a request. And I'll ask the saint to pray for you. And if you get a contract, let me know. So that I'll come back to the church and you all give thanks to God. He said, I will. So I prayed with him and I came to church. I wrote a request here some months ago, if the brothers will remember. It's about a few months ago. It's quite a while. And we prayed together. But since then, I've been praying every morning and every evening. And I keep asking him, what about the contract? What is going on? He said, I don't think I'm going to have it. I said, "Don't hold on. Don't give up hope now. God is able. I know that you are fighting against a very big multinational company, which is your former company, but the Lord is able." So I keep praying with him. And recently, just a few days ago, he came to England. And I was with him on Skype. I was talking to him. I said, what about the contract? He said, I haven't heard anything from them. The next day, he called me and said, you won't believe what has happened. I said, tell me what has happened. He said, the contract that I bid, there were two parts of the contract. One was very profitable. The other one was barely making profit. So the other company who was holding these two contracts were using the profitable one to subsidize the other one that was not paying. So he said, I didn't get a contract. The one that wasn't paying, I didn't get it. But the one that was paying, I got it. And he couldn't believe it. I said, I told you, our God is a prayer-answering God. So I told him that I will come to the church and just encourage the church. If you have a request before God, if you have prayed and the request is not coming, the Lord has heard your prayers already. The very first day that you started praying, he knew of it. But in his own time, he moves. He doesn't move according to our time. Whatever the issue might be, it might be a mountain, it might be a children, it might be a family, it might be wife or husband. Keep sticking there and pray to the Lord and he'll answer in his own time. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful God. I got a text message 2 days ago saying the company I used to work for is closing in a few months. So was I wise to leave or was I not? It wasn't my wisdom, it was God's wisdom. But I remember many people still saying to me, but you were stupid to leave a bank. But the company is closing. The people I left behind won't get their money. But I'm not happy for that, but I'm thank God that I'm out. Amen.
God bless you, saints. Mabe na boyi ko sala yangonde na jali ko sala kula munaliki ko sala solo na kutite mabe na boyi ko sala yangonde na jali ko sala kula Na etumba, oyonza. Yours.
Let's sing that song, I bless your name, I bless your name. Don't you want to bless his name today?
Amen.
It's an act of free will. It's your choice. If you want to bless him today, you can bless his name. Let's bless his name. To greet you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Glad to be in his house. Amen. There's no better place than to be in his presence. I'm sure you're the same as me. Really glad and thankful to Brother Tom. Thanks, Brother, for coming down. Sister Sharon, the saints from Scarver Banbridge, we do appreciate seeing you all again. May the Lord bless each person who's come for fellowship this day. Just before we come for service, I just wanted to announce for next weekend, we've got some arrangements for meetings next weekend. It's good to seek the Lord in prayer. Amen. Brother Mike was testifying. Now the Lord has his time. I've really been praying so much about our Easter meetings. You know, I'd said we'd invited Brother Pavel. He couldn't come. And I really, really was wondering what to do. And just last week, Brother Tom came to fellowship at our house. And, you know, I'd been speaking with Kitana about inviting Brother Tom's dad down, Brother Billy McKinstry. He's a real wonderful brother, such a good ministry. And we'd been speaking in the car on Sunday, I think it was, going back. And I said, you know, I'm really feeling so much in my heart to invite Brother Billy to come down. And then Brother Tom came to visit us the other night, and he was telling us of what a blessing they had last week in the service. Such a supernatural time when his dad preached. And I said, no, it's really strange. I said, We were already speaking about it in the car the other day, saying we'd like to invite him down. So he'll be coming down to take a service for us next weekend. And also, just last night, it's really nice how it worked, Brother Vitaly emailed me from Lithuania to say, look, bro, we've got a full house of ministers preaching for us in Vilnius this weekend. He said, I'd so much like to come across there, me and my wife, if it's not too late, just to come and sit in fellowship with you brothers. So I said, look, Brother Vitaly, if you want to come across and take some services, you're more than welcome to come. So he quickly arranged his things. So Brother Vitaly will be with us and his wife, Sister Honor, from Friday up to the following Wednesday. So I really was really blessed by that. Brother Vitaly is a very good minister, and the Lord's using him really mightily at the moment. So we're looking forward to that fellowship. So what you're going to do for arrangements for next weekend, we're going to have Friday service, Friday evening. I know it's a holiday here. Outside, it's not a holiday for us, but we'll have service at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. We'll start off. Then we'll have service on Saturday. We'll make it a bit early on Saturday around 4, so that people who come can get home and arrange things. And then we'll have normal Sunday morning service, and then a break, and then we'll have a communion service to finish off next Sunday in the evening, Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. I think at Easter time, it's a wonderful time to have communion. So just really asking the saints to pray for those meetings. I do believe there'll be a blessing. If you come with an expectation, he's never let us down on our expectation before. You know, so I do like it when the Lord does his things, he arranges his things, and I'm really satisfied inside of my soul that this is the way that it should be. So let the Lord's will be done. One more thing, I just got a prayer request there from, I was speaking yesterday to Brother Stephen Johnson, the saints know him, Brother Tom knows him well. He phoned me up, he's not doing so well, and he said, please, when Brother Tom gets down there, if you saints wouldn't mind really putting me and my family before the Lord in prayer. So just wanted to ask Brother Tom when he opens up in a word of prayer, if you'd remember Brother Stephen. Brother Stephen came down for Brother Beckett's meetings a couple of years back, if you remember, sorry, for Brother Coffey's meetings, when we had the family meetings, and things didn't go so well for him in different aspects, and he just needs the grace of God at this time. So we just asked Brother Tom if he wouldn't mind praying for that as we'd come to service. Also, Sister Dira is not well. She's really requesting prayer as well. There's a lot of sickness around, a lot of things going around, but I like Brother Mike's testimony. Perseverance. You just keep holding on to the promise. He has his time. The prayers come before him, stores them up, and then in due season, they poured out before his throne, and they come before him as a memorial, and then the Lord steps in on behalf of his people. So let's just keep holding on in faith for all the needs that we have. And may the Lord bless the service. Looking forward to today. Just want to hand straight over to Brother Tom in Jesus' name.
Well, the Lord bless each and every one. And I want to thank the pastor for the invitation, and pray for me also. Next weekend I'm in Wales to preach a convention for Brother Roger Caudry, and keep us in your prayers. We need prayers as preachers, and the Lord will just help us and lead us and guide us. Praise God. Let us turn to the Word of God this morning, to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. And you know, I was thinking this morning, strange thoughts, but a couple of things has happened on the way down. One thing I saw physically, what I'm going to talk about, it was really something. But you know, I was thinking this morning when I went to Africa to Gweru the first times, and you know, I was really impressed with how the brethren dressed. And George still keeps himself brave and smart. But you know, they didn't, maybe some people didn't have a lot, but when they came to church, they dressed well. And the tie pins and the different things, I remember it well. And, you know, I sort of thought I was well-dressed, but I wasn't as well-dressed as them. You know, and coming where I was coming from, and I thought, you know, I really was impressed with that. And, you know, the prophet of God says, what if you're going to see the queen or some great person, that you'd come in your best. And that's how we need to come to the house of God with an expectation that we're going to visit royalty. Amen. 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 And who wants to visit royalty today? Amen. The King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And we're kings and priests unto God. So we're coming to visit royalty. Praise God. Let us read this, the first three verses of Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Let us just bow our heads for a word of prayer this morning. And if you have a request, just lift your hand to the Lord while our head is bowed. Our Father and ever eternal God, we thank thee and we praise thee that this is the privilege which is ours as the people of God, that we may come into thy holy countenance by a new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we thank thee this morning for the way of atonement. We thank thee that the path is clear, that the veil is rent from the top to the bottom. And we can come boldly by this new and living way, and you are the high priest of our confession. And Lord, we confess you, and we speak your name, and your prophet said that your place of worship is where you put your name, and we're gathered in your name. Lord, we bring before you this brother Stephen. We ask that the Holy Spirit will move upon him, deliver him, set him free from every bondage of the devil. Lift him up, take him out, fill him, empty him. Cause the Spirit of God to come upon him with a renewal in the name of Jesus Christ. Move in his home. Move in his family. We rebuke demon powers, devils, forces of darkness. We come against them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, over every hand raised, we come against every work of the devil. And we say, go back in the name of Jesus. And meet the people's needs, we pray, Lord. Amen. Father, we know that you're a God that hears and answers prayer. Amen. And Lord, we have your phone number this morning. Amen. If we call upon you in the day of trouble, Amen. You will deliver us and show us Amen. Great and mighty things we don't even know about. Amen. Lord, this is your word. Amen. You watch your word. Amen. You perform your word. Amen. Let there be a performance of the word today. Amen. Come in our midst, Lord. Move in hearts. Amen. Move in lives. Amen. Minister to men and women. Amen. Set captives free. Amen. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't want another ordinary service, as it were. Amen. For we know the devil is not an ordinary person. But, oh, God, we want a super anointing, Amen. A manifestation Amen. From heaven. To come into this place today. Amen. That the forces of evil Amen. Would go back. Amen. That the power of God would Amen. Saturate our beings. Amen. That the sick would be healed. Amen. That the lost would be found. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, fill us again. Anoint us again. Oh, Lord, visit us. Amen. Lord, we know that we've heard even the brother preaching of these blood moons that there is signs in the heavens above us. We feel something's near. We feel a pull at this time, Lord. And oh God, your prophet said the bride will have a ministry. That she shall eat the scroll and prophesy. Oh Lord, this morning cause thy spirit to come upon us. And upon the people of God. Amen. I rebuke every demon power. Amen. In the name of Jesus. As the word is spoke, let the people be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. You may be seated. We've been having strange services at home where it's hard to start because the power of God's been really moving. And I want to try this morning to speak about that Christ has identified the same through every age. He is, Hebrews 13 verse 8, He has never changed. Whatever He was yesterday, He still is that today. Whatever He was 1,000 years ago, He still is that today. And we read in our opening scripture in Hebrews 1 that God in sundry times have spoken unto us by the prophets, but in these last days has spoken unto us by His Son, Jesus Christ. Now we know that John 3 verse 16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That doesn't mean the world as material, but that means men and women. Men and women that are in the world today, that God loved the men and women so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe upon Him should be saved. Saved from hell till heaven. Hallelujah. Delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The power of Christ is the same today. It is available today. It is here today. The anointing that the Word of God speaks about that destroys the yoke, it breaks it, it destroys it, it is still the same today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want to read you from, I've been reading this message and studying the letter. Christ is the same, preached in 1964. Where it's paragraph 4. And I believe this statement should enrich us to see the loss come in. We think of the great earthquake the other day, and there never was one like it, only 1900 years ago on another Good Friday. When Jesus had been rejected by the world, the earth shook all over. And God, He rejected again. The earth shook the other day, and the hills and the mountains fell in, cities collapsed, waters dashed in the air, and the whole world felt it. What will it be when you return, Lord? No wonder they cried to the rocks and the mountains, let us be ready for that great going home time, Father. Grant every request, for we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as it reads on down in this, what the prophet of God says, I'm not sure if this is the same it should be. We believe in the coming of the Lord, that He is coming is at hand. We believe it's at hand now. We don't know just what time it'll be. He will arrive, and in view of this, in view of we believe that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Now, I'm not talking about His appearing. I'm not talking about His super sign, which we have had as a parousia or a coming. But I am talking about the literal, physical, second coming of the Lord. When He will come and we will meet Him in the air. Look what the prophet of God says. We want to put forth every effort we know to further the kingdom and to get the last person saved into the kingdom. And when the last one saved when the last person comes in, there will be not one extra, and there will not be one over. But when the last one comes in, he says the rapture will go. So we need to be hungry. We need to have a desire to see people saved. Because one day, when the last one comes, we're leaving. Hallelujah. We are leaving earth as we know it. Hallelujah. People talk about UFOs, but we have had an unidentified object already. We know what it was, but the world didn't know about it. It was the appearing of the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1963, when the seals come off. Hallelujah. We have had a sign, a super sign, a magnificent sign, and it has prepared us. It has given us eyes south, and we know the hour is near. We're in the season of the coming of the Lord. We're in the time where the rapture could take place. We're in the time where we can have a body change. Everything's fixing. And the cogs are set in place. The wheels are in motion. Hallelujah. But we're just waiting on one to come. And when I say one, it could be 1 million. But when the last one comes in, we're going to go. Hallelujah. Jesus says, none of I lost, O Father, that thou hast given me. Hallelujah. I believe it is the desire of the devil that he wants to steal the Christian's vision for the lost. Because he can read as well as we can read. He can know what we're talking about, some of these things. And we must have a hunger for these things. Paragraph 11. Christ has identified the same. As far as we know, he never organized nothing. He never did a thing like that. He was the manifestation of God. He was God in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He was expressing what the Father was in himself. Praise God. See, like the woman that had the blood issue, she touched his garment, and he was there. The Bible says in Hebrews 3, he's a high priest who can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And if what we're talking about is Christ is identified the same in every generation, in every age. And if a woman at the well could touch the hem of his garment and be healed, then all these years later, he is still the same. You can touch his garments by faith and be healed. If he was a healer then, he's a healer now. If he was a savior then, he's a savior now. If he's a filler with the Holy Ghost then, he's a filler with the Holy Ghost now. He's still the same. Hallelujah. He can be touched just as well tonight as he was then. So we want to touch him. You know, the prophet of God goes on to say through this message that many people are looking for some super evangelist, some super preacher that will call them and touch them. And then when he's gone and there's just the pastor, they think nothing can happen. But you study this message, the prophet will tell you, you're not to think like that. It is not the super preacher. It is not the super evangelist. It is Jesus Christ. He's the only high priest. He's the one that touches. He's the one that heals. He's the one that saves. No super preacher. No super evangelist. He is the super preacher. He is the super anointing. He is that super power. And it's him you need to try and touch. Jesus Christ. You don't need hands laid on. You need to hear the word. And mix it with faith. while they yet heard these things, Spirit come on them. Amen. While they yet heard these things, manifestation took place. Do we not believe that creation is groaning and prevailing for the manifestation of the sons of God? Have we not saw a manifestation in the 20th century of a son of God? Have we not been told that the bride doesn't go here and there and yonder where they say it's here or they'll say it's there? But as the lightning cometh out of the east unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. He said that we sit still, ripening in the sun, the S-O-N. And we sit still, and we're not moved till He moves us. Amen. And then when He speaks to us, we can speak. Amen. And when He speaks, and it's really Him that speaks, then we speak, all of heaven will back what it said. Amen. Spoken words, the original seed. Hallelujah. And if He is the same when He spoke in Genesis and He said, let there be light, then here comes Son Adam. He spoke Him from the dust. What age was He? He had no age, no gray hairs, no infirmities, no sin, but absolutely a perfect Son of the living God. How long was it? And I preached this at home. You know, after God made Adam, how long was in the earth before Eve came? Do you think it was a day? I don't think so. Because God gave Adam the ability to name all the animals. And Adam was on the earth after God made him perfect. He had no age. Whatever would be a person's best, that was him right then. And he had authority as a son of God. He was an amateur God. And I believe he was deity. How many knows the prophet talks about us being deity? And he talks about when deity meaning deity. How many's read that? Amen. Hallelujah. Adam was an amateur God. And he could speak. And the fish were fish. Because he said they'll be fish. He called them. He named them. The dog. He named it. The car. He named it. Look the world over. There's animals perhaps laying. That we don't know about today. But he named every one of them. How long was he upon the earth? We don't know. But he was there a long time. And no sin. But because of the fall, we all die in the first Adam. But then the second Adam came. The Lord from heaven. And if the first Adam was off the earth, earthly, and we bear the image of the earthly, we're in a past tense, this flesh is dying. You can be healed, you'll get sick again. But once you're saved for eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And what was lost in the first Adam was restored in the second Adam. Amen. So all he lost, the second Adam being the Lord from heaven, not from the earth. So the second Adam is the Lord from heaven. And we bear the image of the earthly like the first Adam. We shall bear the image of the heavenly, which is the second Adam. Therefore we will meet what he was. We will be like what he was. And he came from heaven. And because he came from heaven, we're going to go to heaven. Hallelujah. All Adam lost has been restored. And Adam had the spoken word. You say, brother, I'm waiting for what? Faith. I'm waiting ahead. It's coming ahead. It doesn't take much faith for that. Well, we look back. It doesn't take much faith for that. Listen to this morning. Paragraph 14. Now we believe that Christ Jesus is still alive. We believe that all religions might be all right, but there's none of them, not any of them, right but true Christianity. He's on the same. I'm a missionary. He's been around the world and he's heard of Buddhism and all the different religions of the world, but there's only one true religion that is really one that's got salvation in it, and that's Christianity. Because Christ raised from the dead. Christ raised from the dead. There's lots of religions, but they don't have a Savior that raised from the dead. You know, there's people preaching the day that Jesus had to be born again. That's what they're preaching. And they preach that Jesus went into hell and he had to be born again. But we know the Word of God says in John 1, chapter 1, verse 1, let's read it like the original, in the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos was with God. And the Logos was God. The same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. We know he had power over death, power over the hell, power over the grave. He had no sin. He knew no sin. He took upon him our sin, but he had no sin. He became a curse, for cursed is he that's hanging upon a tree. The curse that was on us from the first Adam, the second Adam took it upon himself. So that we could be free. But he didn't need to be born again, because he was a spotless, only begotten Son of God. And he plundered hell, that he might populate heaven. Praise God. Now I'm getting away from what I'm meant to be preaching about, but you know, when you study the Word of God, you will see that 82% of Jesus' ministry was miracles. 82% was miracles. He's a miracle working God. He is a great healer. Hallelujah. He is still a healer. If he is still the same, why wouldn't he heal today? He will. He can. And he does. And we know that. But also we know that healing was a sign, but there was a voice following it. Scriptural sign and a scriptural voice followed it. And we know that the scriptural voice was the Word. The Word. And that's where Eve fell. She took another word. She took another message. And the devil said, hath God said? God said, ye shall surely die. But that was changed to the serpent's words. And death came. We mustn't change the Word of God. Amen. Look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Every one of us went away from God because of sin. Because of unbelief. Unbelief is sin. But we are able to come back to God because of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are able to come back to God. We are able to come into that fellowship what Adam lost. Where we can walk with God. And where we can know the presence of God. And where we can touch God. Here even today. Amen. And where he's come amongst us. And we don't need a preacher to touch us. But he'll touch us. We're his children. You know what Adam lost? Adam lost where God would come in the cool of the day and talk with them. Adam lost angelic visitation where the angels would come in the garden. He lost it. But look how that God in the 20th century has visited the earth again. Amen. With angelic visitation. Hallelujah. And notice that in Genesis, which was the beginning, that God came in the cool of the evening, which was evening time. Then we see in these last days that he came again at evening time and talked with his people. Amen. Angelic visitation and God coming in the evening time. He's a personal God. He wants to personally minister to you. He wants to personally meet your needs. He loves you this morning. Amen. He can break the power of the devil over your life. Amen. He can break affliction over your life. Amen. He can break nicotine, drugs, anything. Amen. Jesus can break it. Because he loves you. Amen. He was the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, we have so many even preachers today and they try to make so little of Jesus. And yet a prophet made so much of him. Amen. Let me read this from paragraph 27. And this is all the same message. Christ identified the same. Now we find here, paragraph 27. I'm not sure if I've did this right to match this, but I've had to read from this one. But you can read that one too. We find here he was, some people think he's a philosopher. He was a philosopher. There's no doubt about that. He was. But he was more than a philosopher. This is talking about Jesus Christ. Some of them thought to be a prophet. He was a prophet. The Bible said he was. But he was more than a prophet. Some of them said he was a teacher. Never a man taught like him. He was a teacher. He was more than a teacher, see. Some of them say he was a good man. But he was more than a good man. He was a man, but he was more than a good man. Amen. And when it's all summed down, he was God. Amen. He wasn't nothing less, nothing more. Amen. Nothing less, amen. Nothing more. Amen. He couldn't be nothing more, of course, but he was God. Amen. Manifested in the flesh. Amen. And believed on in the world. And received up into glory. Amen. And sat on the right hand of the Father. So when we speak about Jesus Christ, we're speaking about God's manifestation. Amen. Amen. And when we speak about Jesus Christ and we lift him up, he has promised us in the Word of God, Amen. If we want to see the lost saved, he says, if I be lifted up from the earth, Amen. And he was lifted up at Calvary, Amen. Lifted on a cross 2,000 years ago, I will draw all men unto me. And Jesus was lifted up in Calvary, so that he could draw all men unto him. Because when we're drawn unto him, we're drawn unto God. Because God was in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that God will judge this world by Jesus Christ. That's who will judge this world. We have all our systems today, but one day they'll crumble and fall. But God will judge the world by Jesus Christ. He is the Word. So the world is judged by the Word. Amen. That's why when we look at this photograph and we see the white-winged judge has come, Amen. Then we must accept the Word. Amen. And we're judged by the Word. Amen. That's why it brings us to Romans 8. There is now no condemnation Amen. To them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. When you've accepted the Word, Amen. You're not condemned. Amen. When you've believed the Word, Amen. You're not under condemnation. Amen. No more condemnation. Amen. But he says you're justified. Amen. Justified. Amen. As though you never did it in the first place. Amen. You know that you are exonerated. How many knows what I'm talking about? You were exonerated because he took your place. He stood for you. He took the wrath of God for you. He took the judgment of God for you so that you could be free. Him who the Son sets free is free indeed. You don't have to be in bondage. Jesus has paid the price. so that you're going free. There's no condemnation to you. I don't care, sister, what your past was. You made mistakes. This preacher made mistakes. But the Bible says he does not impute to us, Romans 4, our sin. But he imputes to us the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only righteous one. He's the only holy one. He's the only pure one. He's the only one that can be said in him was no sin. He is the sinless, the blameless, spotless Lamb of God. And he shed his blood on the cross. And the bleach of the blood of Jesus cleanses and annihilates sin. It removes it from the memory of God. It removes it from the mind of God. And God doesn't remember your sins of your youth and your sins of your past, but they're removed from the memory of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thy sins and thy iniquities will I remember no more, for they're washed away. That's why the blood is so powerful. Amen. And we're preaching this morning, Christ identified the same. Look at him way back in Egypt when they knew the death angel was coming. God told Moses, being the prophet, tell the people the death angel's coming. The death angel's going to go over. But get yourself a lamb. Slay the lamb. Put the blood in the basin. Oh, it's good that the blood's in the basin. It's good, it's in the basin. Moses could see it, the father could see it, the mother could see it, the children could see it, but it was still no use while it was in the basin. You could know the gospel and that's good, but it's still of no use. But God said, apply the blood as a token. Apply the blood upon the doorstep. Apply the blood upon the lintels. And when I see the blood, I will pass over thee. God requires to see the token, the blood, and he'll pass over. Now we know today there's no chemistry in a basin that we can reach in and have here a physical chemistry. But we know when he shed the first blood cell broken Calvary, that the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17 lays the principle of doctrine for it. And the life of the blood of Jesus, it's God's life. It's the Holy Spirit. And when the blood cell broke, the life of God was released. The Holy Spirit was released. And the Holy Spirit's a token. And we can apply the token. And when I see the token, that's the seal of God. That's the mark of God. Hallelujah. God requires a token. Christ identified the same. What he required back there, he's given us a requirement here. Life of the blood of Jesus. The life of the life is the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus died, God raised him again from the dead on the third day, triumphant over death, triumphant over hell, triumphant over the grave. He took the keys of death, of hell, and the grave off the devil. Hallelujah. He broke the bars asunder. He rose. Praise God. Amen. Then Romans tells us, in the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, amen, dwells in you, amen, it will quicken. Amen. That means make alive. Amen. Oh, you were dead. Ephesians 2 says, we were once dead. All of us were once dead. But you who were once dead have been made alive. He's made alive because the life of the blood has touched you. The life of the blood has come upon you. That's God's life, the Zoe life. The Holy Spirit's come upon you and it makes you live. Hallelujah. No devil can hold you. I'm telling you here in this service this morning, there's no devil can hold you. The Holy Spirit's here. He's the same power here, right now this morning. The same God that wrote the word can confirm it. Who believes it this morning? Same Holy Ghost. Life for the blood coming upon you, making you live. Then the Bible says, in Him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. It's in Him. Remember, God is unchanging. Unchanging God. Men are still saved by God's provided way. You know, when you study this message, you see the prophet laying it out. He says God has not changed His program. The way He saved, He still saves. You know, when this religion started back in Eden with Abel. And there was Cain and there was Abel. This is where it all started. And Cain brought of the fruit of the garden and it looked well. His apple and his oranges, his pears and cabbages, whatever he had. But he brought all his fruit. What he had done with his own works, what he had done with his own hands. And God rejected it. Amen. And the Bible says that Cain offered an excellent sacrifice. He offered well. But Abel offered a more excellent. Amen. That's how you know Cain's was excellent. Because Abel's was more excellent. And Cain come with a bleeding lamb. With a bloody lamb. Because God required blood because of sin. Because the life was in the blood. And the first sin was by a blood act. And many followed me without getting into detail. God required blood, life for life. And Abel sacrificed the lamb. And there he came with a bleeding lamb, the blood running over his shoulders and over his garments. And God accepted him. Amen. With a bloody sacrifice. And the prophet of God comes all these years later and he tells us still the same sacrifice. And then we go to the back of the Bible and we read Revelations. The lamb was slain. Amen. In the mind of God from the foundations of the world. God knew what He was going to do. He permitted it all, this great drama to take place, because He wanted to show Himself as a Savior. He wanted to show Himself as a healer, because all these attributes were in Him. And He wanted to express Himself. Now I'll tell you, brethren, we need to express ourselves. That same life set us this morning. We don't have to accept what the enemy tries to put upon us. You read in Exodus 12:13 about the token. God's the same. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. I tell you, people of God, this morning there's no sickness should be upon you. For He said the plague shall not be upon you when the blood's upon you. And if something's come upon you and the blood's upon you, it's trespassing. Are you hearing me? And it's venturing without authority. But I want you to know this morning that I've come here this morning and the authority of this book and the authority of this word to tell you and announce to the enemy that would trouble your soul that it has to go. Amen. Because we're saying we're under the token of God. Amen. And because we're under the token of God, we have privileges as the children of God. And one of those privileges is that by His stripes we were healed. We were healed 2,000 years ago. No, we didn't know it, but we're knowing it today. We're claiming it today. He sent His word and He healed them. Beloved, I wish that thou mayest prosper even as thy soul does prosper. Anything else is not the word of God. The enemy come into Eden. Ezekiel tells us thou hast been in the garden of God. The devil come in and he possessed the serpent. Because before all this program started, God turned this world upside down. And he wanted a way back. But God knew his every step and he let him do it. And he used the devil as a tool in his hand so that God could show the bigger program. And sometimes things come upon us and they're for a reason and a purpose. But we don't have to stay in the position we're in. We don't have to stay in the place we're in. But we have a God-given right as the children of God to drive out the trespassers. And when a foreign body comes into your life, you have a right. Hear me this morning. Tumors and cancers are not from God. They're from the enemy. Amen. Jesus says, I've given you life. Amen. And that more abundantly. Amen. Anything that tries to shorten that life is not from God. Amen. Therefore, you don't have to accept it. Amen. God wants you to flourish. God wants you to prosper. Amen. God wants to bless you. Amen. God wants to save you. Amen. God wants to heal you. Amen. God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every fiber of your being with the presence of heaven. Amen. Amos 3 and 7 tells us, surely the Lord God will do nothing. But he revealed the secrets unto the prophets. There's so many people preaching today what's happening in the end time. But God has sent a true voice. Amen. We saw a sign, but a voice followed it. A true voice. Amen. And we know the rapture's in progress. That the events have took place. That things are happening. And we're looking up for a redemption draweth nigh. God has a message for each age. For every age, God has a message. Amen. Moses didn't take Noah's message and say, now when we get to the Red Sea, I'll build an ark and I'll float you over. It would never have worked. But God had a word for Moses for that situation. Yes. And God has a word for you today for your situation. Amen. For he remains the same. Amen. It's the same today when God sends a message to an age. That is God interpreting his word. Amen. When God sends a message to an age. That is God interpreting his word. For the word of God is of no private interpretation. Amen. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. But was manifested in these last times for you. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead. And gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God. And look at Isaiah 7 verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. When this here was spoken back under the inspiration of Isaiah, nobody knew what it was about. But hundreds of years later, when the Virgin Mary conceived by the Holy Ghost, that was God interpreting his word. There's no private interpretation. God is his own interpreter. Now what is supposed to happen in this hour according to the word? There's many lights, but there's lots of false lights. But the only way you're going to know the true light is by the Word. How do you know a false euro? You put it up beside a real euro. How do you know a false pound? You put it beside a real pound. And people can be deceived and they think they're following light, but it can be a false light. What about in 1963? The great train robbery in England. Maybe some of you folks never heard about it. The robbery of the Royal Mail train heading between Glasgow and London. In the early hours of the 8th of August 1963 at Bridgecoe Railway Bridge. And these robbers, they tampered with the signs on the railway track. And on the railway track, there's a red sign that's worked from the station. And only the station master can work the red sign. And when the red sign comes on, it's an emergency and the train must stop. But these men worked a program in 1963, and this message identified Christ of all ages, that the prophet mentions it. And they waited for the train to come, and they worked some thing, and they made the light come on. And the station master knew nothing about it. But it was a false light. It was a fake light. It looked like the real light. It worked like the real light. And it made the train stop. And they robbed the train. One of the greatest robberies ever in the history was in 1963. And they took the equivalent of 2.6 million. And in our money today, that would be the equivalent of 4.6 million. So with a false light, they made a train stop, and the train stopped, and they robbed the train. And friends, hear the word of the Lord today. There's many false lights. There's many ministers posing as ministers, but they are the angels of darkness. Because the Thessalonians says that God will send them a strong delusion. That they will believe a lie and be damned. And how many sky preachers every day, and they say that Jesus had to be born again. And they talk of all this stuff, and it's not from the Word of God. But God sent a true light. Because of Zechariah 14 verse 7. And it shall be that whosoever shall not come up. Zechariah 14 verse 7. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. Not a day nor night. But it shall come to pass that in the evening time shall be light. When did God come down to talk to Adam at the evening? And when does this light promise to come at the evening time? What is the word for our day? God has sent Elijah. Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6. Behold, I send unto you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. Then what's the scripture say? If they don't preach according to the law and the prophets, don't believe them. And God has sent a true light to call out a true bride because it's rapturing time. Don't be deceived by the false light. The false light will rob you. The prophet of God said it's not hand shaking, it's not some religion, but it's real Christianity is the filling of the Holy Ghost. The filling of the Holy Ghost, a real born again experience where the Holy Spirit fills you, where the seal of God comes upon you, and you're sealed unto the day of redemption. That's the King's seal. No one can break that seal. Once you're sealed, you can never be lost. Once you're sealed, you'll never be the same again. Sealed from hell till heaven. God's seal. You see, but brothers, we're living in an age where they fail to see it. Doesn't the Bible say, Matthew 17 verse 11, Luke 17, 26 to 30, as it was in the days of Noah. What was it in the days of Noah? Godless. Eating, drinking, giving in marriage, a means of marrying through each other time after time. Marriage was counted as nothing. As it was in the days of Lot. What was it in the days of Lot? Let's rehearse this for a moment here this morning. Let's do what Paul says. Put the brethren in remembrance of these things. What was it in the days of Lot? Lot had two virgin daughters that never knew a man. And when the angels come down to bring Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah, God saw the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, let us go down and judge them. And the men of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah pressed the door because they saw men coming in. They didn't want women. They wanted men. Have we got our ears on this morning? They didn't want women. They wanted men. And Lot pleaded with them. And he said, I have two virgin daughters. Take them and do what you will with them. But they refused to women and they wanted men. What about our government over here in England? It's legalized. The two men and they call it a marriage. A marriage is a union between a man and between a woman. And it was God that did it in the Garden of Eden. And he didn't make Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. They can jail me if they want, brother. I'm not worried. And I'll tell you, I'm not worried one thing about it. But I'm going to preach it anyhow. There has to be a cry. Hallelujah. Then Paul the apostle says, they've forsaken the natural use of the woman and they burn in lust one toward another and they work that which is unseemly before God. But they want to bring it into the schools today and society today and teach our children that it is normal that Paul lives with Ben and Susie lives with Joanna. Well, I'll tell you, it's not normal. Amen. Let me remind you this morning that God burned Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone because of their sins. Amen. And if God doesn't judge this age, he'll have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and make an apology. Amen. But Elijah has come. Amen. And there's been a true light. And all the other lights must match to this light. Amen. The word of God says in the last days they will have teachers having itching ears. And Timothy, having a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof. From such have fellowship with. From such turn away. God is going to judge this world. God can save the homosexual, but they must repent. God can save the lesbian, but they must repent. They must turn from their wickedness and come to the fountain of the blood of Jesus Christ. No program will do it. No church signing. No register book. It will have to be a Holy Ghost experience. So that the person becomes a new creature, that the born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God liveth and abideth forever. This great train robbery, you know, they never did recover all the money. One of the top leaders of it just recently passed away. After tampering with the line signals, a gang of 15 of robbers led by Bruce Reynolds attacked the train. They hit the one in charge with a bar, knocked him out. He later on, they said they regretted it. They didn't want nobody to get hurt. And there's so many people today, and they think they're following the Lord, and they think they're following the truth, and they're in churches, and they're in buildings, and they think everything's going fine. But they're under delusion. They're following another Christ, another gospel. Paul said, even if an angel comes from heaven and preaches another gospel than we've preached, let him be accursed. That means the curse of God's upon him. But Elijah was promised to come and give us a restoration, Matthew 17:11, of all things. To turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith. To turn us back to the faith like the first church had. Then a prophet makes a statement in the church age book. Then the greatest revelation of all revelations. The greatest revelation of all revelations. God never changes. God never changes. Christ is identified the same. What was he yesterday? He'll be the same today. He's identified the same. When Jesus was here on earth, they didn't know him. His own mother even tried to deny him. 12 years old, there he was, and he spoke of the temple, and he read them, and he blew them away. A 12-year-old boy blew them away with the knowledge he had. Amen. And perhaps the prophet said, never in a school. Amen. Never man speak like this man. Amen. How can this man speak these words? And what learning has he got? They didn't know it was the Word made flesh. And then they lost him. Joseph and Mary lost him. And they said, me and your father. And the prophet said, she denied the supernatural experience that the Holy Ghost was his father. But the Word corrected the error. And he said, no, you not woman. I must be about my father's business. He spoke the word. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know how I'm going to overcome. I've preached this before here. I've said it before. I feel led to say it. When Jesus was here on earth, and he hungered, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he hungered. Devil took him up the mountain. You know the whole parables. And he said, you can turn these stones to bread. And the Lord said, it's written. You know, that's easy, isn't it? But I want you to remember, the man that said it is written is the same man that raised Lazarus from the dead. Amen. The man that said it is written is the same man that turned five fish to feed 5,000, and another place 7,000, and 12 baskets remaining. Amen. This is the same one that said it's written. The same one that said it's written, spat in the clay and made mud of it and rubbed it in the eyes of a blind man, and he went saying, that's the same one. All the gifts of heaven was in him, and he never used one of them. He just spoke the word. Why? Because one day he knew we would need an example. He's our example. And he showed us that it just takes a spoken word. All you need is a word to overcome the enemy. All you need is a word to overcome the devil. It is written. Preacher, what it is written. Beloved, awesome of all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even if thy soul is prosper. It's written. And it's written. He sent his word and he healed him. It's written. 2 Peter 2:24. He his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. It's written. It's written, as a brother testified. When you pray, believe, and you'll have it. No mountain can stand before us. God can remove mountains. Don't be like the story of the old preacher, and it's a true story. This old preacher stayed in a hotel room. When he opened the windows, he wanted a beautiful sights. When he opened the window in his hotel room where he was staying, he was preaching a conference, there was just hills and mountains in front of him. And he was expecting lovely valleys and rivers, lovely sight, and all there was hills and mountains in front of him. But David said, I will look on to the hills from whence cometh my help. Amen. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. David knew before the hills was there, God was there. Amen. But this preacher was so tucked with these mountains that night he came home. And he pulled the curtains back. And he said, I rebuke these mountains. In the morning they'll be gone. And he pulled the curtains back and he went to bed. And he fell asleep. And the next morning he rose up. And he pulled the curtains back. And the mountains were still there. And he said, I knew they wouldn't be gone. We can't approach God with that type of faith. We must believe that he is, and that he is, brother, a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's God's word. He is, and he is a rewarder. A great reward. God said to Abraham, I am thy exceeding shield and great reward. You've been seeking God. Light at the end of the tunnel. There's a reward coming. Let me read this. I'm going to have to soon stop. We're not to look back. Science never looks back. Science progresses. They don't look back and stick with what somebody invented. You know, the first airplane, they had a bicycle. And they made some wings on a bicycle. And the fella had to keep himself fit and paddle the bicycle. and he got the bicycle to go so fast, and he got it off the ground, and he flew like the length of this church. But it's no more a bicycle. They can break the sound barrier today because science never stopped with a bicycle. And the prophet said, this is an atomic age. And we know this is an atomic age, and the natural types of spiritual. Where are we at this morning in the spiritual realm? We've had the greatest visitation from God that the world's ever seen. We ought to be a victorious army. Oh, but brother, there's just a few of us. If Elijah was here now, I'd open your eyes. You would see the chariots and the army, for the angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Listen to what the prophet said. What they did with some people in the park passed. How many heard of Joan of Arc? It's paragraph 62, brother. 52. Joan of Arc, when she rose on the scene back there in France, the French revolutionary, what did the Catholic people do? They put her to death. They thought she was a witch because she dreamed dreams, but she was a woman of God. And then afterwards, they raised her from the dead. And the two priests that murdered her, they judged them. Then what about St. Patrick? You know, they didn't know who St. Patrick was, a man of God. St. Patrick was a real man of God, but not recognized in his time. Yes, people want to know him today. We have parades for St. Patrick today, and they're looking back, but that was yesterday. God doesn't want us to look back. Amen. What is God now? Amen. Identified in each age the same. Amen. It's all vindicated and gone. They build a tomb till it, and when the message done, passed and gone into something else. Man is always praising God for what he has done, looking forward for what he will do, and ignoring what he's doing. What's God doing now? I'm interested to know what the Holy Spirit's doing now, here and now. When I read of great men of God, it encourages me. But what was the theme of Brother Branham's message? We've sang it. Only believe. He said, the angel likes that song. Amen. I like it myself. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, Amen. Today and forever, only believe. Oh, but preacher, we had some great man to come. Brethren, I've seen all the great men. Then you hear they've fallen. And sin. The devil's overcome them. We don't boast over them, we pray for them. There go I, but for the grace of God. Let him that spiritual restore such an one. But you see, it's the great ones, Christ. Amen. Let's come to him this morning. Amen. Let's come and bow our heads. Identified the same. I'm not going to lay hands on nobody this morning. I want you to believe God where you are. You say, oh, but preacher, how could it happen? Is it God or is it the preacher? God can touch you where you are. You know, the Holy Spirit came down in our service last week in the morning and spoke directly to people right in the service. And God delivered men and women. I can't say I'll do that this morning because I wasn't a brother preaching. But you know, when Brother Brennan preached the sermon, we know his ministry is unique. But you remember what he said, let the God that wrote the word, let that same God come forth and confirm it. Amen. The Bible says, prove me now, says the Lord. Well, every head's bowed in this house this morning. Is there a man or a woman in here and you need salvation? If you've never been saved, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, will you lift your hand up to the Lord? Is there one in this house? God bless you, son. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I want this young man to pray. If there's someone else that wasn't brave enough to put their hand up, I want you to copy this prayer with me. The Bible says in Romans 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Pray this prayer for your standing, young man. And if there's anyone else here this morning, you can pray it for your sitting or standing. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. Forgive my every sin. Forgive my every trespass. I accept you now as my Savior. Cover me with your blood. Wash me in your blood. I accept you and confess you in my mouth as Savior and Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's keep our heads bowed. Is there someone here today and you have a condition? Maybe you've had a report, a doctor's report, and the report you received was bad news. The world receives reports and they accept it and they die. Just last week I saw two spirits right in the service. Cancer. Then the angel of the Lord came right in. I saw him in the meeting. That great light and overcome that cancer. I'm telling you, God is real. If you've had a report and you don't want that report, you want another report, I'm not asking you to come forward. I want you to lift your hand up. Whoever you are in this service, I'm going to pray a prayer of faith. When I pray, I want you to believe God for a change. And when you, the rest of this day, I want you to confess with your mouth the high priest of your confession, Jesus Christ, that he's done it for you. Heavenly Father, you see the hands raised in the service this morning. And oh Lord, you can change the doctor's report. Amen. Because you're the great Jesus. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. Lord, I declare over these people that they're healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every infirmity and every disease. And I command it to go. And I place between them and the enemy the blood of the token of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you'll give them another report. In the name of Jesus. Father, grant it. We've heard testimonies this morning. May we hear more. Lord, for others praying for work and different things. Lord, I pray even for Brother George. Oh, God bless him. Lord, whatever his desires are in the way of a work and finance, grant his desires in the name of Jesus Christ. Multiply to him over and above what he would even think or ask in the name of Jesus. Father, for Brother Andrew, for the pastor, help him. Multiply to him, Lord. Undertake from this time. Meet his every need. Lord, for the other ministers in this house, bless them, Lord. Meet their every need. For those that need papers, let them come forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call them. In the name of the Lord. Father, for the young people, give them a real experience with the Holy Spirit. Fill them with the power of God. Let them have a time where they'll know the presence of the Lord. And they'll never be the same. Bless the mothers, Lord. Bless the children. Bless your word to their hearts. And help me, Lord. And if I've said anything amiss or out of place or boastful, forgive me, Lord. Help me, I pray, as I commit myself to Thee. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you as the pastor comes. God bless you. I want you to go believing. Amen. We prayed. Amen. Now believe. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Since it's come to time of worship, let's water the word with worship.
Amen.
It's good. Now I was reading Psalm 119 this week, and David was saying, Lord, I was afflicted, but thou quickened me.
Amen.
And he gets to a portion in that Psalm 119, and every verse is about the Lord quickened me.
Amen.
Don't you love it when the Lord quickens you?
Amen.
To me, last week was so hard at work, and I got so tired and worn. And it's so wonderful to come into his house, and inside of your soul, you get quickened once again.
Amen.
And he becomes real. The light becomes real.
Amen.
You see the path that he wants you to go. Let's come to a time of worship. If that hasn't been your portion, it can still be your portion now. As we come into worship, may the Lord visit every soul, is our desire.
Thank you. not what I'm supposed to do. I can deny the times I've made mistakes. I can't hide from me and you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again. Justified, I'm justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified, justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I've fallen. Cause you promised I'll be victorious when I knew I'm not at all. Did I hear an eagle scream? His voice quickened my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place. You're justified.
Hallelujah.
Justified. Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. Justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. Oh, you looked at your perfect picture without pain, spot, or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said, you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justify.
Hallelujah.
Justify. Justify. In the first place, you're justified. Justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it. In the first place, you're justified.
Oh, hallelujah, justified.
Justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it. In the first place, you're justified. Justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it. In the first place, you're justified.
You know, the Bible says, let the poor say, I am rich. It's good to sing what the word says. Don't let your circumstances, your feelings hold you back from testifying the truth of what God says that you are and what God says that He is to you. You know, you might have had a bad week. What's that got to do with it? What's that got to do with it? Christ finished the work 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Let's just testify of that, because He's the high priest of our confession today. And as you confess, He moves into action. And has He ever let you down? He's never failed you yet.
Amen.
So let's just keep worshiping Him.
Amen.
Praise Him, no matter your circumstances, no matter how bleak the outlook may look. Look back in your experience. How many times have you been in a valley you never thought you were going to get yourself out? But He brought you out the other side.
Yeah.
To the believer, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep walking with Him. Let's sing once more before we come to a closing.
My bottom line sails home. Troubled seas, whenever there's a wind, it must sail.
I know the mind.
just say one thing. There's such a wonderful story in the Bible. And it's about when the enemy came against Jerusalem and Hezekiah was there. And remember, they wrote that letter challenging the God of Israel. And they sent it to Hezekiah. And friends, I would say the same thing. Brother Tom is speaking about people getting a bad report. This is what you do with a bad report. And Hezekiah went in before the mercy seat. He went into the presence of the Lord and he laid it before the Lord. And he said, Lord, look what they say. Look what the enemies of the Lord are saying. And then the Spirit of the Lord came down upon the prophet and prophesied to Hezekiah and said, tell Hezekiah, my servant, the battle is the Lord's. You don't have to fight. That's the best thing to do today. Just come into his presence, bring it in his presence. Say, Lord, look what the enemy is saying. And the Lord will say to you, leave it to me. The battle is the Lord's. And just wait upon the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of God. See how he's going to deliver you. He'll never fail you. He'll never fail you. You'll come back and the bad report will become a good report. And you'll come back into his house giving a testimony to say, the Lord turned the bitter waters of Marah sweet once again. Because that's what he loves. But you've got to praise him even before the event. Give him thanks for what he's already done. Let's sing that song. I'm so glad that he did. I'm sure you're glad that he did. Because I'm glad that he did.
Jesus loved me, oh, I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. He left his mighty throne in glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why.
Let's sing that song again. The original life. Aren't you glad that the original life has come back? The original word, his original name. Friends, let's just go back to the original. That's what you want to be in this age.
Seven seals are
Saints, for next weekend, really encouraging the saints, let's dig out the talents once again, let's polish them up, bring your songs, bring your testimonies next weekend, let's make it a good time in the Lord. Now we don't just want to come and just limit ourselves and stuff, let's have, don't worry about time next weekend. If you got your testimony, if you want to come and bless the Lord's people in worship with a special, please, it's a good opportunity to glorify the Lord. Then you find when you do that for the Lord, you'll see the way that the Lord will quicken you. Now take whatever you've got, the Lord's given you, put it into His hands, and see what a blessing it becomes, not only to the Lord's people, but to you as well. So let's keep the services in prayer. Pray for Brother Tom going to Wales for the convention there. May the Lord bless the saints there. Brother John from Brother Tom's also has gone to Australia and Singapore. So pray for him for the, he's gone to a couple of conventions there as well, that the Lord will bless those meetings. The saints who aren't here today, some are sick, some at work, let's remember them. Some of them should be here, but they're not. So whoever the Lord lays upon your heart, let's just keep the children of God in prayer. Let's sing that one, Father of Life, seated on the throne of grace. And then we ask Brother George to close for us in a word of prayer. Thank you, Brother Tom. Wonderful time. The saints who have come, may the Lord give you traveling mercies back.
Your throne of grace.
our headsets.
Father, most gracious Lord, Father, we are grateful. Father, you are the great GPS. Father, you are always leading us, and you're always guiding us, oh God.
Amen.
Father, just like when we're in our cars and it says recalculating. Amen. Father, you never get offended, Lord. Lord, you never say we are stupid, we took the wrong route.
Amen.
Father, you're recalculating in the word that was ministered today.
Yes, Lord.
You're recalculating another path for us to get to our destination, oh
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes.
And Lord, each of us take individual destinations. Amen. We don't all go the same route. For Father, Lord, Jesus, Father, we have different characters and different situations we face. But Lord, we are all heading to the same heaven, led by the same Spirit, oh God. Father, we desire, oh God, Father, to thank Thee upon such a beautiful day
Amen.
As this, Lord, Father, for bringing
yes.
our brother. Lord, what a
yes,
blessing
Lord.
It has been this morning.
Amen.
Father, sitting in the presence of the I Am.
Amen.
Father, you were ministering unto us, Lord, even upon this day.
Yes,
Lord, it wasn't Brother Tommy, Lord.
Amen.
It was Lord Savior, you projecting, Father, Lord God, your word
Amen.
Through him to us, O God.
Yes,
and Savior, we are grateful for this day you've given
Amen.
Unto us, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord Jesus, the week has been tough. Lord, the burdens and the fights have been hard, Lord. But we realize now why, Lord. Lord, like the pastor was saying, the Jews look at the book back. Father, when we look, Lord, back, Lord,
yes.
Father, to the beginning of the week, we see why, oh God.
Amen.
And we are grateful, Jesus,
yes.
that you have brought us, Lord. Father,
Amen.
Such,
yes,
Lord God, a blessed, Lord, and such, yes. Lord, a word in abundance upon this day.
Yes,
oh, we would pray for our brother, Lord, Brother Tommy, Lord.
Yes.
You bless him, you guide him,
yes,
you
Lord.
Keep him, oh God.
Amen.
Continue, Lord Savior, to build his ministry, Lord,
Amen.
Even in the way that thou hast, Lord Savior.
Yes.
For Lord, Father, we know each other today, but you knew us before creation, oh God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Ordained that we cross parts,
yes,
oh God.
Lord, yes,
you ordained
Lord.
That
Hallelujah.
This day he would feed, Lord Savior, your flock here in Dublin,
Amen.
Lord Savior God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray your blessing, Lord. Jesus. Guide him and his family back
Amen.
Home safely, oh God. Restore virtue unto him, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless
Lord.
His flock there in Bambridge, Lord.
Jesus.
You, Father, add such as to be saved daily,
Jesus.
Lord Savior
Jesus.
God. We commit, Lord Savior, Father, his
Amen.
Purposes and plans. Lord, his travels, Lord Savior,
yes.
next week, Lord. You
Amen.
Bless that, Lord Savior God.
Jesus.
And let, Lord Savior, the same blessing that we experience, Lord,
Yes.
them that side would experience the same blessing as well, Father.
Yes,
Lord, we are grateful for this, Lord Savior, that you have done unto us upon this day.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to keep this day, Father, to keep it holy, Lord, and to sanctify it, Father,
yes,
to your glory, Lord Savior God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless each and every one of us here today.
Yes,
you know the needs that we placed our hands up for, Lord,
yes,
upon
Lord.
This day. And even as our brother
yes,
said, Lord,
yes, Lord,
Father, as we have a testimony service next week, Lord,
yes,
and
Lord.
Brother Tommy said, Lord, Father, testimonies would follow after,
Amen.
Lord Savior, we placed our hands up, oh
yes,
God.
Lord, yes,
Lord we
Lord,
desire
yes,
that next week when we come, Father, Lord, there'd be an abundance of testimonies, Lord
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
Father,
Amen.
Oh God, Lord Savior, because of this word ministered unto us upon this day,
Amen.
Lord Savior God. We believe, Lord, there'd be testimonies of healing, Lord. We
Amen.
Believe there'd be testimonies, Lord Savior,
yes.
of jobs, whatever the situation.
Amen.
Father, we believe that you supply our every
Amen.
Need, Lord Savior God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us as we part, Lord. Bless us, Lord Savior, as our time is so short, Lord.
Yes.
Father, in this journey of life, Lord,
Amen.
Help us, Father, that we, Lord Savior, Father, gear up, Lord, and get even into the spirit of the great composer, Lord.
Yes.
The spirit
Amen.
Of the great I Am, Lord Savior. For,
Amen.
Lord, you desire upon this day, Lord Savior, maybe, Lord Savior, for Brother Francois, Lord, to minister to a fallen brother, Lord. Maybe for Brother Andrew, Lord, to minister, Lord, to one who's at the verge of suicide, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Father, Brother David, Brother Wilmore, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we know not, Lord Savior God,
Amen.
But you, Lord Savior, have your great purpose, Lord
yes,
Savior,
Amen.
And how you desire for us, Lord, Lord, to be in tune with that program, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We desire, Lord Savior, that, Lord, you, the GPS, Lord, the
yes.
great I Am, Lord Savior,
Amen.
Would recalculate, Lord, our Lord Savior circumferences again, Lord,
yes.
and lead us, Lord, Lord, to the very people that you desire for us, Lord, Father, to be led to, Lord Savior God. Lord, you never placed us in Sligo. Lord, you never placed us, Lord Savior, in Galway.
Amen.
Lord, you never placed us in England, Lord. Lord, you placed us here, Lord, even upon this lane, Lord, this very place, Lord Savior, for a specific purpose, oh God. Lord, all we desire is to look to Thee, Lord, the great I Am, Lord Savior. Lord, for commandments again, Lord. Lord, for fresh duties, Lord.
Yes.
Father, to continue on, Lord. Lord, even in this battle, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Give us grace, Lord. Give us
yes,
mercy, Lord Savior God,
yes.
that at times like this, Lord, when we see we are so close to the end, Lord,
Amen.
Let us not be distracted, Lord. Let us not get our lines tangled, Lord. Let us not get confused, Lord. And let us, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, refreshen ourselves, Lord. Recalculate, Lord, and realize that you are Lord Savior. Father, at the end of all things, Lord, spurring us on, Lord, encouraging us on, Lord, for you know the time and the hour. You know the exact moment, Lord Savior God. We just desire to be in the spirit of the great composer. Bless us as we part now. Amen. Keep us, God, we desire. You know our children, Lord. You know the needs that we'd have for them, oh God. Father, Lord Jehovah, maybe many a time they think, Lord, our parents are far-fetched, oh God. Amen. Lord, we once thought the same of this message, Lord, Father. Oh, Lord. But we desire your grace, Lord. We desire that you'd be the great guide, Lord. You know each home, each Lord Savior situation. Father, lead the children, Lord. Father, Amen. To that Lord Savior. Great adoption, Lord Savior God, where we can meet up, Lord, with the supernatural, Lord Savior God. Lord, I'm thinking, Lord, even a brother Tommy's son, Daniel, Lord, even at this time, Savior, you know his situation. Lord, you condescend, Lord, in his life at this time, Father. Turn him away, Father, from, Lord, the parts of darkness, Lord. Turn him once more, Lord, Father, to Calvary, Lord Savior God. For, Lord, Father, brother Tom today, Lord, has done your work, Lord, and you promised Jesus, Lord, that you would do his work, Lord. Turn Daniel, Lord Savior, Hallelujah. Away from those parts of wrath and evil, Lord Savior, and bring him back again. Amen. For you are the great I am, and you in control, Lord, of this ship of life, Lord Savior God. Guide us even as we part now. Keep us as we part, Lord, and let us keep this word amidst our hearts, Lord. Let us ponder upon these things, Lord, for these words are the words of eternal life, Lord. Father, we take these counsels, Lord. Father, we would get to our destination. Guide us as we part. Keep us as we part and give us a unity, Lord. And when you give us that unity, bless that unity amidst us, O God. Give us a oneness, Lord, we pray. Guide us now, we pray. Father, we are grateful unto thee, O God. And we give glory unto thee for this day that thou was given unto us, Lord. Bless us now as we part. Provide our needs, O God. You know, Father, every situation. You know every circumstance. Father, you know maybe a brother hasn't got enough fuel to get home. You undertake for that situation. Maybe a brother's going home after such a blessed service with a broken heart. You undertake for that situation, Lord. Lord, whatever the need would be, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus, you are our provider. Guide us now as we part. We bless your name, Jesus. We give to thee the glory. And we come with expectation. Next week, Lord, say to God. Lord, Father, how we long, Lord, for Wednesday. How we long for Friday. How we long for next week, Lord Savior. For we believe, Lord. Lord, it's a glory unto glory, Lord. Lord, you'd never forsake us, Lord. Lord, you'd never not be with us, O God. You would be in our every meetings, Lord. Even at home, be with us, O God. Guide us as we go. Keep us as we go. We ask of these things because thou art the great I am. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints.
Of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. Oh, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
see.